It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny in the corner.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker.
Danny Walker. Backs down. Swing.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. And to
yes.
Caught. Touchdown to Troy Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown the receiving end.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Harkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine. Good Friday morning to you. It is the fifth day of April 2024. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports and Network. Ben Glaze, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And of course, we encourage you to join the program at any time. You can text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000 sports radio to 21000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on BCSN, streaming live on our YouTube page at Michigan Sports Network. Add a .com to that to find our website. XBMornings at gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. And you can find us all individually on Twitter. Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. Good feel good Friday to you.
Yeah, good morning. Oh, boy.
What's the plans for today? What is the plans for this weekend?
Meeting with the venue for my wedding this afternoon.
Man, those are not easy to come by.
No. But yeah, I think it's like a final meeting or something like that.
Final walkthrough?
Yeah. Mm. So deciding like the food, the drinks, all that kind of stuff.
You're doing that today?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a lot of big decisions there, Ben Glaze.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of big choices. Are you going to defer to her because it's her day, or are you going to...
We've had some conversations about it.
You guys have discussed some things?
Yeah, kind of, you know, we're on the same page.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. That makes things a whole heck of a lot easier.
Oh yeah.
Is your wedding going to be indoors or outdoors?
Indoors.
Indoors. Yep. Good. Take the weather right out of it.
Oh yeah. The people. We have the ceremony is upstairs, and then cocktail hour and reception is right downstairs. So people don't even have to leave the building.
It's not in like a 4-story warehouse building over there, is it?
No. It's 2-story.
It's a 2-story. Okay. Yeah. I was at a wedding in Grand Rapids. I'm like, what are the odds that these two different people would be getting married in the same exact venue? But
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. There's two weddings going on.
There was only one wedding going on.
Oh, okay.
But I just meant like two different couples to have the same venue.
Oh, all right.
But in different years. Cause I was like, man, I don't remember what the name of the warehouse was, but
okay. Because there is one really downtown cool. Grand Rapids where two people can have their ceremonies on the same day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That could be kind of fun.
It seems like it would be a mess for parking, but.
Well, yeah, parking. Yeah. Definitely. A mess of parking is going to be later on today. Opening day is going to be a. Oh. Man, I'm not looking forward to that. Luckily, I have a spot, but still, like the parking, the hustle, the bustle.
Yeah,
it's a doubleheader. I know everybody's thinking about baseball right now, but You know, baseball games at 1 o'clock, there's going to be a lot of folks. There's going to be some overflow, some people that want to hang around. Then there's going to be the Red Wings game. So the Tigers traffic will try to exit like maybe around what, 4-ish, give or take. And then you've got an influx of Red Wings traffic like around 5. It's not a very big window to get everybody in and out of downtown Detroit.
Right.
I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned about how this is all going to play out, but it's going to be a very busy, very fun day in downtown Detroit for opening day. The Tigers lost their first game of the season. There goes the undefeated run. 162-0 is no longer an option. But man, what a good day for Tigers baseball yesterday. Well, obviously, we'll talk about that. We had a lot of hockey games last night with some implications for the Detroit Red Wings in their game tonight against the New York Rangers. So we'll talk about that. The Tigers doubleheader, the Wings just needing this victory tonight in a very tough club coming to town in the New York Rangers. Kyle Barlow will join us. He is in Phoenix for the Final Four, so excited about that. More on opening day, plus the president of the Basketball Writers Association, Brendan Quinn, friend of the show. He actually got a one-on-one sit-down with Juwan Howard and wrote a piece for The Athletic. Now, we will get into all of that as well this morning at 8:35. I will tell you this much, though. The New York Times put out a tweet last night or yesterday with a link to the article because the Times bought The Athletic. And their headline is so misleading that like it's glaringly obvious what they're trying to do. And the fact that people still allow this to happen, the fact that they allow that to happen within their own building, I think it's awful. I mean, really, they were race baiting like a son of a gun yesterday on Twitter, taking and pulling one of Juwan's comments completely out of context and then using it in the tweet to get the clicks firing up. That's what they do. And that's just a clear cut, obvious example of what takes place on a regular basis here in this country. If you read that article from The Athletic, and I hope that you do, because Brendan does a phenomenal job, not only on that individual article, but in general. If you read that article and then go back to that tweet from the New York Times, you tell me if that's appropriate or not, if that's honest or not, if that's a legitimate. But that's what they do, and they do it all the time. They do it on television. They do it on the news. They do it on social media. It's unbelievable. That's the headline they went with. It's ridiculous. But we'll get into that. We've got time to cover that and cover, which I thought was just a phenomenal, phenomenal article. I know with that warehouse, my buddy got married there as well. Ryan, you know that warehouse, Ryan. It's like 4 stories. It was really neat because I think the wedding was like on the top floor, and then you took the elevator downstairs after the wedding for like cocktail hour, and then they flipped basically the top floor venue from, you know, seats for the wedding, and then they had you come back upstairs. You hop on the elevator, go back upstairs, and boom, it was the reception. So that was a really, really cool. That's how I found that pizza spot over by Van Andel Arena. Over the bridge, if you know the pizza spot I'm talking about in GR. Boy, I wish I knew the name of that place. But regardless, we have a fun day, busy day for you today here on opening day. If you are going to opening day and you can give us a call, we want to hear from you. Doesn't matter what time or what the topic is. If you are going to opening day, tweet at us at XB Mornings. Call us 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. Huge. You could text us using the keyword sports radio. We want to know. So if you are headed to opening day, give us a dial. Want to know what the plans are for you today. We'll step aside when we return. What happened in the National Hockey League last night? How does it affect the Red Wings? We'll talk about it next here on X's and Bros.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now, it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Save big on fuel with M-Perks. Earn points on your Meijer purchases in-store and online. Then use your points to claim a fuel reward and save up to $1 off per gallon of gas at Meijer. Claim your M-Perks fuel rewards in the Meijer app and ID at the pump to save. Plus, earn points for qualifying Meijer Express purchases and look for exclusive Meijer Express offers. Download the Meijer app to sign up or see Meijer.com to learn more. 10 cents to $1 off per gallon based on points earned. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Wisconsin. Max 30 gallons.
You're listening to Michigan Statewide Morning Show, X's and Bros, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Big night last night in the National Hockey League. Whole host of games that matter to us specifically. And that's why I wanted to just dedicate its own time here this morning to discuss and kind of go through what took place last night. So game number one, we had the Tampa Bay Lightning last night, 7-4 winners over the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens are the second worst team in the Eastern Conference. They are an absolute disaster. There's only one team worse than them. That's the Columbus Blue Jackets. Those two teams, Montreal with 70 points, Columbus with 62 points, still are not the worst teams in the league, which is pretty shocking to me. In fact, the West owns 4 of those worst 5 teams in the entire league. You have Arizona with 67 points, Anaheim with 54, Chicago with 49, and the San Jose Sharks with 42. So Columbus is actually 20 points better than the worst team in the Western Conference, just to kind of wrap your head around that. No wonder Dallas and Colorado and Vancouver all have 100 points. They get more games against a bunch of schlubs. I mean, the teams that, look at it. The Western Conference has 6 teams right now. 6 teams with 75 or less points. That's pretty impressive considering the East has 3 such teams. So the Lightning win 7-4 over the Canadiens. They remain in the number one wild card position for the playoffs. They have 93 points. They trail Toronto, who is in the Atlantic Division, by 2 points. Toronto has 95 points. Boston and Florida are already in. The New York Rangers and Carolina Hurricanes are already in. Those teams all have 100-plus points. You have the Philadelphia Flyers fighting for their playoff lives, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, along with the Islanders, the Caps, the Red Wings, the Penguins now as well, are now in the mix. So that's pretty fun. The Florida Panthers got a 6-0 win over the Ottawa Senators. Florida's already in, so it doesn't really matter. It just skews the stats on that one. The Boston Bruins beat the Carolina Hurricanes, another game that, you know, number one in the Atlantic, number two in the Metro. Both teams have already been able to clinch, so that's not a problem either. The problem comes in the next couple games. The Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Washington Capitals. So we were all Pittsburgh fans last night as they were taking on Washington, because Washington and Detroit are tied at 82 points. Both now on the outside looking in at the New York Islanders, which is pretty interesting, because the Islanders won last night 4-2 over the Blue Jackets. So the Tampa Bay Lightning remain in the first wild card. with their victory, and they've got wiggle room too. They got 10 points. They're feeling pretty secure. They're not doing anything crazy, but they're feeling secure. The Capitals lost to the Penguins, which means it goes Lightning, Islanders, then the Capitals, Red Wings, and Penguins. Tampa Bay at 93, the New York Islanders at 83. That's the spot everybody wants. And the other interesting portion of this is that the Islanders and the Capitals and the Flyers can all play for the Metro as well, which is kind of fun here. Makes it a little dicey because Philadelphia is hanging on by a thread in the Metropolitan Division. All these other teams battling for the wild card, even if you want to go down to New Jersey, which I would say that New Jersey with 76 points in 76 games is probably done. Buffalo with 77 points, they're back five. It's possible, but it's not probable. So I'd say, even though they're not mathematically eliminated, I would take Ottawa, New Jersey, and Buffalo and take them out of the picture. So you have the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Washington Capitals, and the New York Islanders, not only all fighting for the second wild card position, but also fighting for that third slot in the Metropolitan Division. Oh, that's why last night's games, you start to look at this, you're like, okay, Pens and Capitals, who do we want to win this one? We need the Penguins to win. All right, but then the Islanders are taking on the Blue Jackets. We need the Blue Jackets to win. Like, we need help now. Lightning taking on the Canadiens would have been great to see. Montreal get a win there, but you lost in a baseball game 7-4. That's not good. You know what I'm saying? So Detroit has 75 games played and 82 total points. They have a one-point lead on Pittsburgh. They're tied with Washington, and they trail the New York Islanders with a game in hand of 83 points. Now, this is where this gets a little dicey for tonight, because they have the New York Rangers coming up, and this is not easy. This is not easy at all. This is what we wanted, but this is going to be very difficult. First off, you're going to have Matt Rempe out there trying to punch everybody in the head. That's going to be a problem. But what's interesting here is that with this remaining schedule, beginning tonight, you have the number one team in the Metropolitan, the New York Rangers, 106 points. Then on Sunday, you'll get Buffalo, who right now is number six in the wild card, Washington, who's number three in the wild card, on the road at Pittsburgh, who's number five in the wild card, a trip to go see the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are third in the Atlantic Division, have not mathematically clinched their playoff berth yet, but basically have. I don't think there's anybody catching them at 95 points. That's just me, though. I mean, maybe. Well, no, Tampa Bay. There's still wiggle room there, because Tampa Bay has played really well for the most part. They're 8-1-1 in their last 10 games. So, you know, they could still catch them. And Toronto's 5-4-1, so there's still some wiggle room there with a handful of games. That's still a nice battle. I misspoke there. You have the home-and-home with Montreal, and then that's it. That's the end of the season. So Rangers, Sabres, Caps, Pens, Maple Leafs, two against the Canadiens. There's your seven games. There's your 82-game season. Three out of the remaining four down the stretch. You got three at home and then three out of four on the road. The Red Wings are 21-11-5 at home, 16-19-3 on the road. That goal differential is really trimmed up. It's been a little suspect, a little scary here. But out of the wild card teams, they are one of three teams right now that still have a plus goal differential. What's interesting, the Flyers are actually minus 17 in goal differential. But, you know, every once in a while, you get those big games that skew it. You know what I mean? You get like a 6-0 game like Florida put on the Sens. You didn't really need to win 6-0, but you did. Good opportunity to pad some stats there. So that's how you get some differentials that are a little wacky. But this is a huge game tonight for the Detroit Red Wings, part of the downtown Detroit doubleheader. today between the Detroit Tigers at 1 o'clock, and then of course the Red Wings coming up later at 7 o'clock. I was wondering if maybe they were going to try to push the Red Wings back to like a 7:15 sort of tip off. They will not. Little Caesars will host the venue, Pizza Pizza, and you'll have a Wings Rangers there. Oh man, that's dicey. That's dicey. Hopefully the baseball traffic can, because there's going to be that overflow of like people just hanging around. You're going to get that. Right, people are going to be downtown. They made the trip down there. They're not just there for the baseball game. They're there for the party. You have people that are going strictly for baseball. You have people that are going for baseball and festivities. And then you have people that are just purely festivities that don't give a damn about baseball. Right, those are the three categories. And so you're probably going to find yourself in category two, a little bit of baseball, a little bit of festivity. But if it's a three-hour game, a three-hour tour, right? If this game takes as long as the original scheduled trip for Gilligan, if that were to happen, that's 4 o'clock. That gives us about an hour, hour and a half of festivities time from between 4 to 5, 4 to 5:30, where things are going to get a little congested there on Woodward. And it's April in the D. It's great. We'll step aside. Back with more X's and Bros after this.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and the Huge Show.
This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports and Network. Great to have you ride along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We have some, we got some news coming down the wire, so breaking news from the Michigan Sports Network Sports Update Desk. Rumors have it that today an announcement will be made that the Toledo Rockets women's basketball head coach Tricia Cullip will be leaving the University of Toledo after 14-plus years, an institution for the Midnight Blue and Gold, and will be taking a job at the University of Miami to coach the Hurricanes. We'll stay tuned for that a little bit later on today. But that is what is expected to happen as everything kind of surfaced last night. It was a she's a wonderful person. She is a wonderful human being. They've won the WNIT. They've won the Mid-American Conference regular season. They've won the tournament. They've made it to the NCAA tournament. She's done everything you can do at a mid-major. She has done everything you can do at a group of five school. And there were some opportunities at different points. They weren't the right fits. But if the Miami Hurricanes come calling, you just got to go. Now, speaking of hurricanes, supposed to be a very active hurricane season, according to meteorologists. However, that's neither here nor there. Coral Gables, a little bit further tucked away, not exactly on South Beach. So might get some rain, going to get some wind, but going to get used to it. Because the other months out of the year are pretty solid. I don't blame her one bit. If they called me, I'd be on the next flight out. See ya. It almost happened. Last spring. It was funny because I'll tell you a story. I was reading an article from a guy. It's called Barrett Sports Media. He started a sports media company, so he covers the world of sports media. And I don't know what caught my eye about reading the article. It was just random. And I was like, oh, I'm going to read that. There's something about producers. I think, in like the guide to, you know, producing good radio and blah, blah, blah. So I start reading this thing. And at the bottom of the article, there was a job posting. I said, I'm going to click that link. Well, let's see what's going on. They had 94 WIP, the whip out there in Philly, go hang out with Uncle Ike and those guys. I'm like, eh. And they had, you know, Des Moines and DC and just random places all over. And then they had Fox Sports 940 in Miami. Well, it just so happens that I was reading this article while I was at a dining room table on the Atlantic coast in the Sunshine State. And I said, that's interesting. I was like, you know, I don't know. I was like, what's the difference? I'll just click and apply. We'll see what happens. Because of the role there, it was titled as a senior producer, Fox Sports 940. I'm like, let's take a gander. So I applied, whatever, had a phone call, went through the, they called, went through the phone interview process. They called back. They're like, hey, you know, we'd like to schedule an interview with you, but you know, we know that, you know, it says you, you know, you're currently in Michigan and whatnot. So, you know, how would we, you know, you want to do a Zoom? I was like, well, I could just drive down there. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm only like an hour and a half north. It's really not that far. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. They're like, what are you doing here? I was like, hanging out. What are you doing? And so I went down there. Then when I got down there, the actual job posting was not, they had to like, they had to just basically check a box to post the job, because it was, what they were looking for was going to be their first year to have flagship rights of the Miami Dolphins. And so what they were looking for was a producer, their senior producer of their Dolphins coverage is what they wanted. And so, like, I mean, like, you know, the posting really isn't the job. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, here's my idea. You let me know if this will fly. So we start off right off the rip, and I'm like, well, you know, regardless, I still want to be able to host my morning show for the company that I'm working out and in up in Michigan. And they're like, huh, when's that run? I said 6 to 9. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. We have no problem with that. I'm like, all right, here we go. Here we go. And then that's when they were like, yeah, so this role is, you know, it's Dolphins game day. And, you know, so I was thinking, all right, if it's a Monday through Friday, I could just come back and I could just fly back and work the weekends in Michigan football and the Lions and just go back down to, let's go back down on Sundays. That's fine by me. Yeah, that wasn't going to work. That wasn't going to work. So I decided to, because I'm just going to do both. Just do both. Who knows? Does it make any difference? Right? Still got my Bally Sports Detroit account. What's the difference? So it was worth a shot. So I don't blame her at all. I mean, I tried to do the same thing. It's a, you know, I'm sure that the monetary concessions there to be the head basketball coach in Miami, ACC is going to be awesome for her. Awesome. She's earned it. Man, she has been, you know, you think about what that's like. Imagine putting yourself in that situation where you are competing on a national level and you're an institution at your school. Like, that's what Trisha Cullip is. She is, you know, she's larger than life. I mean, that's like Dan Campbell walking around, same thing. And so you're trying to work up the coaching ranks. Doesn't matter what sport, you know, let's just pretend like that's what you do. Your favorite sport, you're going to go be the head coach and they're going to start you off in the MAC, even though she started previously to the MAC, but you're going to get started in the MAC. And then you have to work there for 14 plus years. I'm talking, you are one with the community. And then the ACC calls and they're like, hey, not just to any ACC. We're not talking Virginia, you know. We're not talking about Pitt or any of these Syracuse. We're talking about Miami. It's a destination job. Think about that. Like, you got to take it. And, I mean, I saw the news yesterday. My jaw literally dropped. I was on the air when I saw it. And I was like, no way. Now, to some of you, this doesn't matter at all. But I'll tell you this much. As a person, she is a wonderful human being. And that's what I would tell if the Miami Hurricanes called me and they wanted some sort of, you know, report or review or what do they call that? A reference. I mean, she's a great person. And good things happen to good people. Like, that's the way that it is. Not only is she successful, but her style of coaching. So she came from Purdue Matt Painter was like the same. They're like the same age because Matt Painter was there when she was there. And they have such a very similar coaching style. Like, that's what I really like about this upcoming March Madness Final Four matchup with Purdue, is that I want Matt Painter to be successful. Now, I know that, you know, Zach Edey gets on everybody's nerves. I get about that. I get that. But Matt Painter, the way that he coaches, is so, like, you know, he will be hollering about something, and this guy comes off the floor, and he's going to pull them to the side and tell them exactly why he's hollering, right? And some coaches can do that really well, and other coaches are just jerks. No other way to say it. They're just yelling at you to yell at you. And then you come off the floor and they don't even look at you, or, you know, they're just screaming in your face. And it's like, that's fine. I'm not worried about that, but you got to instruct me on what you want to do. Like, what did you see that didn't happen that needed to happen there so I can correct it? Right? You know, all the screaming you want. It doesn't matter. If we have a problem and I'm trying to find a solution to the problem, scream all you want. That's totally fine. Like I said, you're going to yell. That's cool. Emotions get high. Fine. What's the solution? Do you have an answer to my question or no? Plain and simple. And so the coaches that can take all that in real time and explain X, Y, those are good coaches. Do you want to scream a lot? Yes, absolutely. Is there a time and place for it? Of course there is. Of course there is. But I am I'm just overflowed with emotion and joy for Trisha Cullen. Love her. She's going to be great. I just sent her a text message in the break, too. I didn't want to text her last night as the news was breaking, because I'm sure her phone was blowing up. Because, I mean, like I said, I mean, if that was you, you're at every event, you're all over the place. Like, you know, then what does Toledo do? That's tough. That's really tough. All right, now to the Detroit Tigers. I want to first off say that with all of the issues that they had there in New York with the weather, this team is 5-1. And if it wasn't for that meddling Pete Alonso, they'd be 6-0. So two games yesterday after the postponements, but they walk out of their first two series of the season, both of which on the road. They win both. They get a sweep in one. And yesterday it was in game number one, Casey Mize had taken the hill. And I'm not going to lie, like, he said this in his post game too. Like, he looked good. He looked good. I'm not necessarily worried about Casey Mize. Like, I think that a lot of it too is, you know, you're trying to battle the emotion, whether or not you want to admit that or not. You are trying to battle what you are feeling being back out there on the mound again. And it's not going to be easy. It's not. Matt Manning, who held the New York Mets hitless for 5 2/3. Matt Manning, who, I mean, look, by the way, that guy, don't let him loose in Royal Oak. You'll have some problems out there. My good, like, that guy, hey, he's something. He's funny. But the, you know, great outing from him. I also, like, back to Casey Mize, what a relief, right? It's got to be that relief to finally get back out there to put together the outing that he did. And if you went through the box score, you see Casey Mize, 4 1/3, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, 87 pitches, 56 went for strikes. But, you know, he had a good day. He really did. And I think that, you know, outside of a couple pitches here and there that really, you know, they tinker with the final box there, outside of that, you're feeling pretty good. And Detroit's offense finally started to get something going, because, look, magic number 3, you hold the Mets to 3, we got to get some offense here. Yeah, they put up a run in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings. They take it to extras. They were scoreless through the 10th, and then in the 11th, we put 3 spot on the board. Here's Casey Mize postgame.
Minutes to kind of reflect on it. You guys, obviously a happy clubhouse, but how would you describe your emotions today?
Just going to address felt a lot out there, you know, just excitement and just pride and joy, even if, you know, struggled at times and the box score, you know, wasn't great, but obviously just super proud of the work I put in and the people who helped me get back, and, you know, was super happy to be back and competing in the big leagues with my team.
Was there a moment in particular where you felt yourself settle in, whether it be the first strikeout to Alonso or just after the first inning, first pitch maybe?
Yeah, probably after the first inning. Just felt, you know, pretty you know, some of those emotions started to subside a little bit and kind of just was out there doing my thing. So, yeah, after the first inning was kind of a good reset.
Did you feel like your stuff was playing really well? That the Alonso bat, you know, the strikeout of McNeil with the splitter looked really good. So do you feel like just a couple pitches got away from you that kind of cost the crooked numbers on the stat line?
Yeah, I think I did some things today that I really, really liked, and I'm really happy to see. I think the split was a really good pitch for me today. I like my fastball a lot. I think I should have thrown more than I did. I'm not sure the final numbers on that, but I felt like I was a little slider happy, which led to some, you know, not wasted pitches, but, you know, I feel like I could have ended some at-bats earlier with some fastballs. And, yeah, I made some mistakes, you know, two out. I hit Lindor with a curveball, and then, you know, Pete puts one, you know, the other way through the hole, and then, you know, double down the line on an elevated splitter that stays fair by 2 feet or whatever. So, you know, it's baseball, right? But, you know, I feel like if you look beyond the box score, I think I did some things today that I'm really happy about and, you know, looking forward to build upon.
Agreed. Hey, great to have you back out there. Like, that's one of the, like, there are going to be some games. Like, you're coming back off of Tommy John. Like, I don't expect you to go out there and deal a no-hitter. But, you know, what I'm hoping for Casey Mize is that he's able to put together a really nice couple of starts to get this year started for him, right, where we could see him making progress and that the arm is holding up. I thought just shy of 90 pitches yesterday. I think that's a really good number for him. And as he mentioned, like, you know, he threw a little bit of the splitter, and it, you know, maybe gave away some pitches and allowed some guys to stay there, perhaps for an extra pitch or two. And he referred to them as wasted pitches, but I don't, you know, I was relatively happy with that. Joey Wentz gave up a hit and a walk, did have a strikeout. Lane came in for an inning. He gave up a walk, but had two strikeouts. Chafin, Foley. Foley's just been out there. He walked two, but man, has he been just wheeling, dealing. And Miller gets the win there at the end of game number one. And that all happened because this happened, and A was allowed to win the ball game.
Center field. Bloop over second base, short center, that finds grass, and two runs, and a 6-3 lead out of nowhere again. The Tigers have stormed back in extra innings. My goodness.
But Natty's hyped up. Big thanks to Bally Sports Detroit for the interview, and then, of course, the final call. Those were the winning place right there for this team to win 6-3 in game number one. Then game number two started about 3:40. So that was a little bit later than expected. And it's just a tough turnaround, right? AJ Hinch had talked a little bit about how this is throwing off the schedule because for the guys that just got up here, you know, the off day was a day that they were going to try to get organized in their own lives. And that's just not going to happen, right? They were going to, you know, try to get some things hammered down. Some guys were going to go see some places and, you know, settle in a little bit. And that wasn't going to happen. So you have the postponement. Then you have a doubleheader, which, I mean, is getting over, you know, just shy of 7 o'clock last night. Then you got to hit the clubhouse, shower, change, grab a flight, hop back over to Detroit, and then get ready for a very quick turnaround at 1:10. Quick turnaround for everybody. Not just the players, but the broadcast team and everybody else. Johnny Cain sitting in the stands with some guy with a fur coat. That was hilarious. I don't know what kind of awards they have, but give them everything they got. Unload the award shelf, would you, for Johnny Cain and the fur coat guy, the New York Mets fan, just hanging around, just out there in a very strange looking individual. But the New York Mets, by the way, they unveiled their largest video board in the MLB last season. Johnny Cain actually went up there and they took a quick shot of him and then zoomed out to show the actual video board itself. I mean, that thing is monstrous. And the Tigers will have the second largest video board in all of Major League Baseball. And if you go today, you'll be able to see it, right? And a really good outing for Matt Manning as well, who is a little, I get, man, like if you're upset or disgruntled, you didn't make the team and you come out there and you throw no hit baseball against the Mets, it's like, yo, okay, like you got Kenta Maeda or you got me. Which one do you want to take? I'll take Matt Manning, please.
Oh, two. Oh, he dotted him. That's disgusting.
That's just not right.
And that was Tyler Holton finishing the sixth inning after Matt Manning went out. So they're getting some really good bullpen pitching here. They really are. And it's been nice. It's been a good thing.
To get there is one thing. To take a no-hitter into the sixth on short notice for you to come up here and do it. How do you look at today's performance?
Honestly, like, not my best stuff. I just got it through it. I knew where the position we were in with the team and the bullpen and doubleheader and everything, and I was just like, just do whatever you got to do to eat up some innings. So it was honestly just a grind, and to my personal standard, like, wasn't good at all. But I mean, you know, take it when you get them.
No hits. What are you mad about? The four walks? Like, okay, all right, cool. We'll take it. Four walks, no runs, no hits. You kidding me? I'll take that 8 days a week. So, Tigers, Oakland Athletics, not going to be of Oakland anymore. That's a whole debacle. But the Oakland A's will be in town, and that'll be a lot of fun. The Tigers with the 5-1 record. They were the last team standing that was undefeated. Thought we could make it through that series there against the Mets, but we did not. We'll step aside. Hour two is next. X's and Bros.
And now to the chopper for our traffic report.
There's a lot of traffic. It must be headed to Meijer for the Buy 5, Save $5 sale. Shop select General Mills family size cereal, Oikos Greek yogurt, and select Coca-Cola or Pepsi products, plus deposit where applicable. All Buy 5, Save $5. Mix or match at Meijer. Plus, you can save $10 on your home delivery or pickup order of $50 or more this Friday and Saturday only.
Okay.
Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreenMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone. From Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.